Professor Sumitra Duda of Cornell University in the U.S. says the technological wave in China is a natural result of years of stable growth.
The growth in China has been phenomenal. A lot of people don't fully realize that between 2004 and 2018, just in 14 years, the economy of China grew by a factor of 6. I mean, 6 times growth in economy in 14 years. I mean, very few countries can ever hope to achieve something like that. So the growth in China's economy certainly has helped the growth of the Chinese digital sector.
According to a Forbes report, companies from China are among the top ranked on its new ranking of the world's top digital companies. Mobile phone service provider China Mobile was the highest ranked among a group of companies from the region and number 8, followed by internet giants Alibaba and Tencent. Professor Duda says China's huge investments in education, infrastructure, and technology provides a conducive environment for various businesses to grow.
China leapfrogged with the internet disruption, internet revolution, and essentially the companies today you have, whether it's Alibaba or whether it's Tencent, you know, all these companies, are essentially companies that were built on the internet disruption. But that was possible because China had made the investments in education, infrastructure, in technology, in telecoms, and so on.
Taylor Reynolds is the technology policy director of the MIT Internet Policy Research Initiative. He says China's leap in technological advancement can be attributed to its dedication to innovation.
What's interesting to me is that fast forward 12 more years, China has just shot out in the lead. Part of that is because of scale, and I think that plays a big role. There's a large market here. But I also think there's something special in China about innovation. You've been innovating for thousands and thousands of years. I mean, many of the products, paper, the fireworks, that all came from China. So I think it's built into the DNA. There's entrepreneurship here. I think China also plays a big role in standards organizations. So they build technologies and they try and push them out to the world in ways that other countries don't. So I think it makes sense that China's at the front.
Data from the Ministry of Industry and Information Technology shows by the end of 2018, digital economy in China reached a scale of over 3 trillion yuan or 500 billion US dollars, making up a third of the country's total GDP growth for the same year. The Chinese government has been trying to make use of the opportunities presented by rising tide of digital economy to shift its growth pattern from focusing on GDP to one that is more sustainable and puts more stress on quality. From the beginning of this year, China stepped up the deployment of 5G, the next generation of internet services, as part of its strategy to generate more growth opportunities in the future. Nobel laureate Michael Spence is an economics professor at New York University. He won the Nobel Prize for Economics in 2001. He says China's efforts to increase the deployment of 5G and artificial intelligence will bode well for health growth in the future.
5G is the enabling technology for the Internet of Things, and the Internet of Things has a direct, huge impact on things like energy efficiency and whatnot. So I would say that's, you know, a smart direction and is likely to have a big impact.
He adds, as the country gets richer, it's able to build a sound ecosystem that helps foster entrepreneurship in the tech sector and help reduce costs in digital manufacturing. For the Beijing Hour, this is Guo Yan in Wujian.